crashing a land speed.
Han let his sentence trail off, then asked,
Are you crazy? We've got a Jedi with us.
He started to elaborate, but stopped to fight for control as they rounded a blind corner and discovered a hairpin curve coming up fast. Han decelerated hard and spun the yoke. The landspeeder's stern swung around, tipping the vehicle onto its left side, and Leia felt the repulsor lifts starting to flip them. Then Han hit the throttles again, and the speeder shot forward. Dina let out an audible sigh of relief as the vehicle dropped onto its repulsor pads and sped down the next straightaway. Leia's gaze returned to the sky. The first two astroliths were almost on the horizon, their streamers so long and bright that Leia could see the jagged notches of the crash pits beneath them. But the third streamer remained high up, its tail so short that it was visible only as a fan of orange. Before Leia's eyes, the head blossomed into a red fireball the size of her fist, and by the time she comprehended what she was seeing, it had grown as large as her head. We're not going to make it, she said. In the time it took her to speak the words, the fireball had swelled to the size of a starfighter, and the entire sky was orange. Han, stop, Leia cried. We're too late. Han was already decelerating, braking so hard that Leia had to brace against the dashboard. The fireball continued to swell, blotting out the sky, burning so bright it hurt Leia's eyes, continuing to expand until it touched ground. A white flash filled the dust basin. Leia saw the smoking cones of the smelters tumbling sideways before they were engulfed by a curtain of flame and dust. The curtain rolled out toward the edges of the silver plain, hurling the white flecks of landspeeders and the dark polygons of buildings high into the air. It swallowed everything in its path, growing ever higher and brighter as it drew near. Han slammed the landspeeder into reverse and started up the switchbacks backward, struggling to put some distance between them and the rolling curtain of fire. A pillar of yellow-white flame rose from the impact site, climbing thousands of meters into the sky before the atmosphere finally grew thin enough for it to boil across the heavens. A wall of billowing dust began to climb toward them, and Leia knew the legendary Solo luck had finally run out. No way, she thought. No way could they outrun a shockwave. She laid her hand over Han's, then reached out in the force, and pushed. The wave hit. The landspeeder bucked hard, and the world shattered.